Now, a global medical device company with over 4,000 employees here in Cork, 4,100 I'm told, and another 1,400 across the island of Ireland, was crippled yesterday by a cyber attack claimed by an Iranian-backed group. The attack is known as a wiper attack, where its goal is to destroy IT systems and erase data on them. And an expert from Forcepoint joins me on WhatsApp, and that is Ronan Murphy. Morning, Ronan.
Good morning.
I think we're jinxed, the two of us. Every time I come on to give Neil some time off, there's some cyber attack somewhere, and Ronan Murphy is talking to me.
I was just thinking the same thing.
Anyway, to more serious issues, what is a wiper attack? Why were Stryker not ready for it? And where do we go from here? How long will it take them to get back in operation?
Yeah, look, first and foremost, it's a very significant attack. Stryker are in a very difficult position now. Not only are they trying to restore systems, hopefully they've got backup copies of their data, but they also have to conduct very significant forensic investigations to understand if any back doors have been left open so that this could reoccur again. So it is a very painful process. There'll be a lot of sleepless nights for their global cybersecurity and IT teams. It's a situation I've been in many times myself, and it's pretty unpleasant. In terms of a wiper attack, I mean, it's probably the most terrifying type of attack that there is, because when you typically consider the motives of a cyber criminal, their objective is more than likely linked to financial motives, where they try and compromise users, they try and get access to the system, and then they try and figure out ways to extort their victims. And that usually is a painstaking process where they try and steal IP or trade secrets or confidential information.
Or health information in regards to the health, HSE attack.
Exactly.
And that was a ransom demand.
That was a ransom demand, correct. And then they might encrypt it and they'll try and go into an extortion negotiation. But when you have a wiper situation that we're seeing here, it's completely different. I would argue it's probably not as sophisticated, because they don't have to go through this laborious process of figuring out what it is they want to steal and how to negotiate a payment. They simply want to watch the world burn. They just want to get in and create maximum destruction, maximum impact, and really make a major statement. And that's why it's such a huge problem for organizations who fall victim to this type of attack.
Yeah, because it seems to me that the war, if we can call it a war, I think we can at this stage, is being prosecuted by Israel and the USA on two different fronts, or with two different ambitions. The USA seem to want to take out Iran and reduce its nuclear, or obliterate its nuclear capability and control the oil. And Israel want to do more permanent damage to Iran as a nation with a view to expanding its own. And they want to burn all the oil and burn all the infrastructure. And I think those two ambitions are leading us down a very, very dark path.
Yeah, look, I mean, the Ayatollah was no angel himself, you know. I mean, he's just committed himself, you know, a mass genocide there of, I think the numbers indicate up to 40,000 Iranians were killed by the regime. So, you know, I'm not sure seeing the end of him is such a bad thing. In fact, I was in San Francisco last week, and there was a lot of Iranians, old and young Iranians, partying on the streets when they heard.
Yes, I saw that. So sorry, Ronan, the point that I was leading up to, which I didn't add, was that Iran seemed to be doing displacement of travel, displacement of IT, displacement of oil refineries and infrastructure with the closure of the Straits of Hormuz. They're making the world want America and Israel to stop, whereas Israel are doing it a different way. They're in there really, really hurting Iran. And is that where these attacks come from now? And can we expect more of them?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is probably one of the easiest ways to cause absolute disruption and intimidate other nations and create maximum damage to organizations, to governments, to individuals. You know, kinetic and cyber warfare are incredibly damaging when organisations or governments fall victim to them, as we experienced ourselves with the HSE during COVID. So, I mean, all indicators suggest that the activity coming from this group is very substantial and very significant. So I guess the warning for everyone, for every corporation, is to be on super high alert, to really pay close attention to your systems and your backups and you know, your cyber security posture, and make sure that you are doing the basics right to try and prevent falling victim to this type of attack.
Okay, and for most of our listeners who, like me, are not technologically minded to, you know, your standard of firewall and protection and cybersecurity and all that kind of thing, Stryker is saying that it's their Microsoft systems that were attacked and that they have the problem with now. Would they not be paying enough to Microsoft for Microsoft to manage this? How did this happen?
Look, Microsoft is an operating system, and when you say, you know, it's Microsoft that's affected, well, that's everything, right? Because Microsoft is an underlying operating system. You have other systems that sit on top of that, and that is things like your firewalls and your antivirus and your identity access controls. Obviously, this gang had these vulnerabilities stored for a rainy day. And this is their rainy day. They knew these exploitations existed. They saved them for when they needed them. And obviously, given what's happening, they used those exploits at this moment in time. Unfortunately for Stryker, they were the first major casualty of it. I do anticipate there will be more. I do know Microsoft and others are scrambling to try and patch this vulnerability, to fix this exploit, so others don't fall victim to it. But I guess the worry here is that they will have more of these exploits that they could also use, you know. So time will tell how this plays out.
And if anyone's wondering why Stryker and Cork, who make medical devices for the betterment of people's health, it's probably because they're American owned and have an Israeli subsidiary.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, they're a very large, well-known global brand. They're in the medical field, so you know it's huge exposure for this hacktivism group by exploiting a corporation of their size and scale. You know, and the damage, I mean, the financial impact of this is very, very substantive.
Not just for the company, but for I assume Ireland. The car park's virtually empty yesterday in Stryker, I imagine people are going to continue to be paid. But the exports, though, you know, the lifeblood of the Irish economy, that's going to be halted for quite some time, I think.
Yeah, but look, I know people will continue to get paid, but as far as I'm aware, people haven't been paid because the systems are not accessible.
It goes that deep.
That's my understanding. That might have changed. I'm currently traveling. I'm in Geneva at the moment, but my understanding is that people haven't been paid because the systems are still down. Now, they will get paid, obviously, when the systems get back up, but that shows how significant the impact is in terms of what they're dealing with.
Okay. Is Forcepoint a new company for you, or is it one of your new ventures?
No, Forcepoint, they're a global US corporation. They acquired one of my companies in March of last year.
Yeah, I'm used to introducing as Ronan from Smartech or Smartech 24/7.
Smartech is obviously at the very, very much at the coalface of helping, you know, many companies deal with these types of risks. And I'm still obviously involved with Smartech. I act as the chief strategy officer for Forcepoint.
Okay. How easy or how much preparation would this Iranian-backed group, how easy would they have found it? How much preparation would they have been putting into this in the event of expecting an American or Israeli strike?
To me, it looks like they had done very substantive work in identifying these vulnerabilities and having them ready for when they needed them. When you think about it, Mick, having those vulnerabilities would be incredibly lucrative for them if they wanted money. I mean, they could have gone and done this to Stryker and easily got paid tens of millions of dollars by a large corporation to, you know, to undo the damage that they did. The fact that they are not interested in money here, this is about absolute
Yeah, cause carnage in the system. Don't worry about bringing it back online, because we won't be looking. Yes. We won't be looking for a ransom. We just do the damage.
Exactly. It's about maximum damage, and that's scary. That's scary because arguably that's a much easier attack to do.
Okay. Ronan, always great to talk to you, and I thank you for always being available, whatever part of the world you're in, and great to see a young man from Cork doing so well. Well done, Ronan.
Thank you.
All the best. That's Ronan Murphy, Chief Data Strategy Officer with Forcepoint.